Welcome to Mentally Financial with the one and only Gary B. Buckle up because I'm not your typical financial guru. Think of me as that untamed, unfiltered, and unapologetic Uncle G, ready to spice up your financial game. In today's sizzling episode, we're going to talk about money and relationships. Whether you're scrubbing it away at home, chilling out, sweating it out in the gym, or conquering that road on your way to work, turn up the volume. And let's ignite the fire in your financial soul. This is Mentally Financial with Gary B. Welcome back to Mentally Financial with Gary B, aka Uncle G. What's up, everybody? Hey, like I said in the intro, we're going to be talking about money and relationships. It's ironic that season 5 starts on February 14th. And it's my 2-month wedding anniversary because I got married on my birthday, December 14th. So this is ironic that my first show is about money and relationships. Basically, what we're going to be talking about in this episode is strong financial foundations for a lasting marriage or relationship. Okay. So with that being said, we're going to cover some things like building a solid financial base. We're going to talk about budgeting as a couple. We're going to talk about setting financial goals together, communication strategies, and addressing challenges, okay? So those are going to be the things that we're going to talk about. But like I said, first, you have to build a strong financial foundation for a lasting marriage or relationship. And that's real, everybody, because in this economy today, I mean, it's hard doing it as, you know, for one person, you know? So those of you out there that's trying your best, you notice that a lot of relationships break up because they don't have that solid financial foundation. Money has broken up a lot of relationships when it comes to, you know, cheating and all these other things. Money is one of the biggest. I'm not going to go into statistics because my show is unscripted. I just talk about bullet points and I talk about the things that I notice and the things that I'm dealing with. Okay. So with that being said, you kind of got to say, hey, is our foundation strong? You know what I'm saying? And y'all can't lie about it. See, that's the biggest problem we have as couples. We want to lie to each other and we just want to say the things we think our partner want to hear. Stop doing that, y'all. You got to keep it real. You got to keep it real from square one. Those of you who are already married, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who are thinking about getting married, you need to start thinking about it if you haven't already done it. And those of you in serious boyfriend and girlfriend relationships, or girl and girl, or whatever you might be relationship-wise, y'all need to think about that, okay? So let's jump into the first bullet point. Building a solid financial base. Really, if you don't understand what that means, I'm going to tell you. It's understanding a person's financial values because everybody don't have the same financial values as you. You know, hopefully you find that mate that does and y'all think on the same lines of what y'all want, you know, now, in a minute, in the future. That's what a understanding of a financial values mean. You got to know what that person wants and what that person likes, what that person don't like. And yourself. So you have to keep it real with each other. Okay. The importance of assessing an individual's financial situation before you merge your finances is you want to know, you know, what's really going on. You know, hey, do you owe any bills? You know what I'm saying? Are you lean? You got any liens against you? You know what I'm saying? You got any child support you got to pay? You know what I'm saying? You owe anybody? Because you got to remember, when you get married or you get into a serious relationship, and more so marriage, because serious relationships are kind of different. Y'all might merge your finances together. You might not and things like that. But you think about it. If you merge your stuff together, whatever he or she gets into, that affects you and your family that you may have or may not have yet. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all sit down and assess the financial situation y'all got yourselves in. Okay, before y'all put y'all money together. You know, definitely think about that. Another thing, budgeting as a couple. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details, but I will, you know, briefly say this. There's a lot of different ways you can budget your money. That's something that I teach at, you know, GB Ron Jr. Financial. But I think budgeting, a lot of people think it's hard, and it really isn't hard. It's no more than getting all your expenses together, writing it all out, seeing, where the money is going pretty much. And there's a lot of different budgeting platforms you could use. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to sit here and go into each and every one of them, but if y'all would like to get information on it, the different budgeting programs that are out there, visit my website, okay? And that way I can send you what you need and y'all can start working on it. But you do want to emphasize setting up a spending plan. You got to have your limits. You got to have your priorities, because if you don't, you're going to overspend or you're going to run short. You know what I'm saying? So you have to make sure that you keep it real with yourself and with your partner. Sit down and be realistic. Don't hide anything. You know what I'm saying? Put it all out on the table so that way you can make it work for the both of you. Okay? And like I said, I'm not trying to sell my services or push my services on nobody, but I take budgeting very serious. My wife will tell you, I don't play when it comes to budgeting. And we putting our monies together right now. Like right now, she decided to take a break from working. She's gonna go to school for a while. I'm cool with that because I know my finances. I know where my money going, how to handle my money. So she can take a break for as long as she needs, to go to school and not have to worry about the bills being paid, because I keep it real with her and she keeps it real with me. Okay. Now, when we were just dating, there's a few things she called herself trying to hide from me when I was trying to help her build her budget. But hey, we got that together. So I know what I'm talking about, y'all. I'm not just blowing air out my booty hole. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go to school to know real life. I'm talking to you real life. Like I said, this Uncle G, y'all, I'm talking to you like your uncle. You know what I'm saying? That uncle that you call and ask for advice and for money, that's the Uncle G that I am. So I'm coming at you real with this, all right? The next thing, you need to set financial goals together. Y'all really, really need to stress that, because that's an important situation. Identifying and prioritizing, the things that y'all really want. Y'all have to come up with financial goals. Y'all have to say, hey, we're living in an apartment right now. Do we want to get a house? Do we want to get a mobile home? Do we want to buy a car? Do we, whatever, do we want to go get, credit cards or whatever we need to get together? Y'all need to work out those goals, okay? Because that's what helps you stay strong in this relationship. And like I said, when it comes to, like earlier when I say merging money, that there's other things you need to look into when it comes to that, like joint bank accounts, accounts that pay bills, and her account, his account, traveling account, emergency account. It's a lot of things you got to take into consideration. So that's where those goals come into play. You identify the goals that y'all both have, then you make it a priority of putting it in the order that you want to achieve it. And try to look at it that way, okay? Put a timeline on it. You know what I'm saying? Goals need to have timelines so you can see if you achieve them or not. All right. So we can discuss things like that in our financial counseling. So, hey, think about that. Communication. Excuse me. Communication is a big one, y'all. If you're not communicating with your partner, whoo, that's why I said that's when them problems come in, you have to be open and honest in this communication, especially about your financial expectations. You have to talk about them, y'all. You have to be real with each other. So when you are working on your communication and you're looking at each other face to face, eye to eye, writing it on a piece of paper, putting it in an app or whatever it is, that's where you're gonna, keep it real with each other, okay? So you make sure, y'all, don't fight. Don't curse, don't hide anything, you know what I'm saying? Because the importance of a regular financial check-in is just to make sure that y'all both are still on the same page. That's all y'all are trying to do. You're not trying to cause an argument. You're not trying to cause a problem. You just want to make sure that everything is still on the up and up and level for the both of you, okay? And last but not least is addressing challenges, okay? Now, when it comes to challenges, merging accounts, merging finances can be a very big one. You know, he makes more money than you, or you make more money than him, or whatever it might be. Sometimes that can be a problem. Like, if one person is making, $2,000 a week and one person is making $100 a week, and then you put it in there, that's my money. No, that's my money. No, it's one pot of money, y'all. It's one pot of money. It is not no his or hers, unless y'all have those that joint account and then those separate accounts that y'all work on, that you go have fun with and he go have fun with, that's different. Okay. But when you put that money in that one main account that pays your bills, and then you take that money from there to put into y'all personal account for fun and that account for emergencies or whatever, that's different. But when you put that money in there, you know what I'm saying? That's You got to address that. If there's a problem, you need to address it in the beginning. Don't wait. Don't let it keep piling up, and don't let it keep piling up. You have to learn to address those challenges as you see them, okay? So, with that being said, honestly, just to summarize and the takeaway of building a solid financial foundation, I encourage y'all to take this journey, of financial planning for resilience in a marriage and a relationship. Y'all need to take it serious, okay? And like I said, in this episode, I talked about money and relationships. We talked about building a solid financial base. We talked about budgeting as a couple. We talked about setting financial goals together. We talked about communication strategies. We talked about addressing challenges, okay? So if you're listening to this and you're in a relationship, or you're about to get into a relationship, or y'all are thinking about leaving a relationship because of this, hey, sit back. Don't leave each other because of money issues. You know what I'm saying? You need to be stronger than that, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, for poor or richer. Y'all need to take those vows for real. You know what I'm saying? Take them serious, okay? And I'm not a preacher, so I'm not going to sit here and preach to you. I'm not a counselor, so I'm not going to sit here and counsel to you. I'm a financial counselor, but I'm not a marriage counselor or a relationship counselor. I'm a real life person, okay? So that's why I said, I want to say, hey, this is real. So, hey, think about what I said and go from there. Peace. I want to give a big shout out to all my incredible listeners for surviving with me through this episode. Mark your calendar, because I drop a fresh batch of knowledge every Wednesday at 6 p.m. It's a date that you don't want to miss. Share this podcast with your squad and your fam. Catch me vibing on your go-to streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Just stop by my website for the full experience. Until the next episode, keep it real, keep it mentally financial. I'm your man, Uncle G, signing off with nothing but peace and love.